A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Simon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We started a discussion yesterday about the supernatural life or operating in the supernatural. Our test for consideration has been the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter number 2, from verse 1 through to 6 and from verse 9 through to 15. The story of the transition of power from Elijah to Elisha. It is the story of the transition of Elisha to the supernatural life over and above other sons of the prophets in different colleges of prophets. He transited and he moved from this natural to the supernatural. Do not forget, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it is the level of the power at work in you that determines the level of your manifestation or operations in this world. There's a great glory locked up on your inside, which God wants to reveal, but power is needed to manifest this glory of God. Power is needed to step into fulfillment and purpose in life and in destiny. Never forget, it is the supernatural that controls the universe. Without power, a man is a mere pawn in the chessboard of life. And God does not want you to be a pawn in the chessboard of life. He wants you to be in charge, to be the leader and the commander. That is what he has given you for. So the dimension of power available to you determines the measure of results that you will record or control. In the book of Micah, chapter number 3 and in verse number 8, the scripture says, "But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." So it is the Spirit of God that initiates us into the supernatural life. When you come to Christ Jesus, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, that is the starting point or the initiation point to the supernatural life. And the Spirit of God coming upon you launches you into this supernatural life. And then you will need to consistently from that point generate and build up power and ensure that your fire keeps burning so you can operate in this supernatural life consistently and all of the time. Micah said, "I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." Now, operating in the supernatural with the power of God available to you gives you three things. Number one, it gives you authority. Number two, it gives you ability. Number three, it gives you wisdom. These are components of this power that can be broken down to other dimensions and divisions. But let's look at these three this morning. Authority, ability, and wisdom. Authority. Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." There are two Greek words translated as power in the Bible, the New Testament. The first word is the word exousia, which means authority. And the second is dunamis, which is ability. And so talking about authority, that is the right to do or the right to be. Authority speaks about right. What right have you got to do this task? That is authority. By whose authority are you doing this? You receive authority, the authority of God, the day you accept Jesus as your Lord and as your personal Savior. You have the authority to become the child of God. For the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, that as many as received him, to them he gave the power, that is the authority, to use the name of God, the authority to become the child or the son of God. So operating in the supernatural gives you authority. You have authority to decree in the name of Jesus, and then it shall come to pass. The Bible says you will decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. But what right have you got to decree a thing? That is the authority you have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so supernatural life gives you authority, the authority to become a child of God, the authority to use the name of Jesus, the right, that is the right to become or the right to do. You have a right to do this task. You have a right to carry it out, a right to cast out devils. This right comes when you have the authority. The seven sons of Sceva in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, did not have this authority. They didn't have the right to use the power in the name of Jesus. And so the demon-possessed man asked them, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? The question, dear listener, is, do you have authority to use the name of Jesus? Do you have that right to be a child of God, right to use the name of Jesus? That is your authority, the right to do or the right to be. Secondly, operating in the supernatural gives you ability, which is might, which is dunamis. That is the might to be or the might to do. You can't carry what is too big for you. For example, you cannot ask a toddler to carry a 40 kg load. A toddler cannot carry that. It does not have the capacity. It does not have the ability or the might to carry it. And so, if you are going to carry out spiritual tasks or responsibilities, you must have the spiritual wherewithal to do it. That is the ability, the capacity, that is the might to be or the might to do. The third thing that operating in the supernatural gives you is wisdom, which is the application. How do I use my ability? How to properly apply your right and your might? Now, because it is not everybody that understands or knows how to use the right they have, some misuse their right. When you put some people in a position of authority, you see them misusing that authority. They use the authority for self-serving ends, for self-serving purposes. They misuse this opportunity because they lack the third dimension, which is the wisdom to apply the right or the authority that you have correctly and appropriately. You also need wisdom to apply the might that you have, the power, the ability that God has given to you through Christ Jesus. How do I use it with wisdom? How do I apply this might? That is the wisdom. It is not everybody that has this might that has the wisdom to apply the might. When Jesus was on this planet Earth, he had both the authority and the might, the ability and the right to do. And so, after his fasting, he was hungry. The tempter came and wanted Jesus to use his right, his authority, right, and his ability, his might, to turn stones to bread. But Jesus said to him, I do not need to turn stones to bread to confirm my sonship. In other words, Jesus applied wisdom not to use his might or right for a self-serving purpose. He didn't need to prove anything. So the wisdom was available for him not to misuse his power, not to misuse his authority or his ability. Dear listener, wisdom is very important in the school of power. In working in the supernatural, wisdom is essential. The wisdom to know when to act and when not to act, when to speak and when not to speak. The wisdom to know when to apply your right or to demand your right and when to refrain from demanding your right. The wisdom to know what right time to use your might and when not to use your might. Wisdom, the proper application of your right and of your might. Never forget these three in the school of the supernatural: authority, ability, and wisdom. May the Lord give you this grace in the precious name of Jesus. May you not lack wisdom. May you not lack authority. May you not lack the right. May you not lack the might. May you not lack the wisdom to get results in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. Lift your voice in prayer. Say, Father, let me be ushered into the realm of the supernatural. Cause me to begin to operate in the supernatural by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray you will usher me into the supernatural, cause me to begin to operate in the supernatural by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, fill me with the Spirit of wisdom. Wisdom to know the right time to apply my right and might. In the name of Jesus, shall we begin to pray? Lord, I pray that you will fill me with the Spirit of wisdom so I might know the appropriate time to use my might and my right. So I might know how to properly use my right and my might, that I might not misuse my right, that I may not misuse my might. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I'd like you to put your right and your might to work now by stopping those things that must not continue in your life. The Bible says you will decree a thing and it shall be established. Lift your voice now and begin to decree an end by the right and the authority that you have in Christ Jesus. Begin to decree an end to what must not continue in your life. Lift your voice and pray. I decree an end to stagnation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pick my authority in Jesus and the power of God available in me by the Spirit of God. I decree motion and progress to my life. I decree an end to stagnation. I decree an end to this infirmity in the name of Jesus. I decree an end to joblessness in my life. I decree an end to barrenness in the name of Jesus. You have the right. Go ahead. Decree an end to what must not continue. In Atose, Vekentelia Barosha Tekeneme, Losefe Keto Baruna Nasinte Kenemeno, Andre Bedoze Bikashko Parato Zevikante Balano Zebede, Eleto Sekete. I decree an end to it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, with the might and the power you have, with the wisdom of God, begin to decree open doors now. Let doors begin to open. Open those doors you want to open. Lift your voice and begin to open them. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I command doors to open. Let doors of favor, of multiplication, of fruitfulness, of employment, of admission to the university, let doors open for me. Every door that I've been knocking, let them open. Every door that I will knock again, let them open for me, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. As we have spoken in the ears of God right now, so be it for you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Pick up your Bible and join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be explosive as we worship the Lord our God today, 8 a.m. Don't miss it, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all these platforms is at Yemi Griezmann. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.